Tonight, all the roads seem to be navigating toward one thing, affordable health care. But here's the question. Is it really affordable? And when the people in charge can't even get the website to work, I mean, I'm almost tired of beating up on Obamacare because we all are seeing the problems that are unfolding right before our very eyes every single day. It's sadly the gift that keeps on giving for anyone who's in talk. I don't know how you defend this. You know, there used to be Air America, and when that was up and going, that would be the extremely liberal version of talk radio. And I don't know how they would defend it, except for to say, well, you know, it had to get something through, so you have to push it through, and then you can deal with it later, and that's ridiculous. So we make laws just to slam them through that have major rippling effect. Rippling effects on people's lives, and then we're going to fix it eventually? Oh, no, 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 no. You cannot do that. I mean, you can, but it's a terrible way to push a law through and hope that you're going to be able to correct it, get the votes that you need and whatnot. So I think that the end game was really to get the whole single-payer thing eventually going, and that's what we're headed to. We really are. We're headed for a crash with single payer probabilities in the future, because you know you have about 100 million insurance cancellations that are coming, and it could be even more than that, and that's probably going to affect many of you. That will be the people who are on employer health plans because it won't be affordable, and so then they'll be in the boat with everybody else. I mean, already we're seeing how people are freaking out over being canceled, and the reason is partially because even though it's promised affordable, it's just not affordable. I haven't run into very many people that are telling me, yes, they're getting this affordable health care. If you're really super poor and you're not making it, but you have enough money that you can afford to get the health care, then it would be worth it. For some people that couldn't get it before, or pre-existing conditions, and there's a couple of things that nobody's going to disagree with. But it's not, overall, it's not affordable. You know, American Enterprise Institute, we've had a bunch of people on the show from the AEI before, and they're showing that they anticipate two-thirds of small businesses would have to cancel their policies or would have to send workers on to the exchanges. They think, you know, 100 million policies would be canceled by next year, and it's mostly on entrepreneurial firms that have higher health insurance premiums that they won't be able to offer employees. So that's what's going to happen. And under the healthcare law, by the way, businesses with fewer than 50 workers don't have to provide health care coverage. But if they do, they will still have to meet the standards set by affordable health care. So some businesses got around this by renewing policies by the end of 2013, but it's only temporary. Then what's going to happen is beginning in October of 2014, the cancellation notices will start to go out. So what's going to happen is most people are going to have to deal with what the 5 million or so people are doing on the individual market who already got cancellation notices because their plans didn't meet the new standards. And that's it. I mean, you know, this is going to affect a lot of people. They're just not seeing it right now, because if you look at the surveys, even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is saying that they're studying the impact, and it means higher costs and fewer full-time positions, because what are the businesses going to do? They're going to cut employees to part-time and have more part-time employees because they can't afford it. So as they have to make a profit. As they're trying to figure out what to do, that's what they're going to see ultimately. And it's not a surprise when these polls come out. I mean, I am the poll princess, right? So I got to mention a poll or two on this show. When the polls come out, CBS did a poll. 84% of Democrats want it changed or repealed. That's Democrats. So it's not even, it's not about politics. I mean, you could be an Obama supporter. It's about a lousy policy. 84% of Democrats. When have you seen a number like that for a policy that is a Democratic president's signature law? So now this is the reality. And this is the reality that we were warned about, but people were ignoring it. So now the poll shows it. And change and fix and all that kind of stuff. You know, something different has to happen here. I mean, the only way people are switching is by force, it seems. And that's why I keep thinking the end game is single payer, single payer. So it's Russian roulette. I mean, we're playing a wild game of Russian roulette. You know, it's funny, too, because when you work for companies, what used to be, it used to be, hey, the benefits are great. Oh, the bennies are great. Remember, that was a selling tool. That's not going to be a selling tool very much anymore, depending on the company, because they're not going to be, especially a small company that used to offer great benefits, they're not going to be able to do it because it's not affordable. That's why the colleges have had to cancel insurance plans, and that's why we're seeing that there are other companies that are in the same predicament. I said that one of the lousiest beats was people who are waiters and waitresses, that they're not, they've cut back hours a lot on people who had steady incomes that way because they can't have them have enough hours where they would be considered full-time because they can't insure them. So people are losing money that they need because of the law. And it's hard to defend that. That's why you're seeing the Democrats bailing, because they really, really, really looked at affordable as being the key word, that, okay, we're with you. We're going to make this affordable. But it's, you know, it's not. So the craziest thing that happened on the day was Kathleen Sebelius. She was talking to Navigator. She was in Miami. She was explaining what was going on with Obamacare and looking at the healthcare.gov website, and it crashed. The error came up while she was explaining that. And it was a strange situation because she had so many cameras parked on her, and she just had a, you know, she was just going. She was talking to someone, and they just kept moving forward with the conversation. But the wildest thing was, is here she was demonstrating, this is the website, this is what we're doing, here are the possibilities. And unfortunately for her, everything crashed in the middle of it. It was almost poetic justice, I have to say, because she's the cabinet member, and this is all happening under her. Whoever the people are underneath, it still should be one of her main deals, especially when it's the president's signature law. So we're seeing just the tip of the iceberg, I fear, with this one. Coming up on America Tonight, odds and ends. A little of this, a little of that, and some other things that we're going to mix up in between as we continue to move along here on the show, and tell you about some what's also going on with the FAA and pilots. They're talking about pilots who are falling asleep because they're obese. So now they've added another scary thing to the agenda for us to think about. They can't fly manually because they're used to automation, and they're falling into sleep apnea. For goodness sake, we're going to be flying the planes, the passengers. Wow.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the GlucoGel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the GlucoGel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Emergency traffic inbound.
170 speed, United 261.
Yes, can you hear the cockpit and the noise coming out of the cockpit? This time, it seems like every day lately, we've had something going on with planes. Whatever the incident is. This time it was JetBlue. The flight had to be diverted after the slide deployed into the cabin. So it was a flight from Fort Myers to Boston, and they landed safely, luckily, in the happiest place on earth, which is the nickname for Orlando, right? Because Disney World is there. But think of being on that plane. So no injuries, none of that. There were 74 passengers. What happened is they explained that it just partially deployed toward the galley, and a door didn't open. Nothing was hanging off the side of the plane. It just, they had to take it out of service. They have to expect it. They don't know what went wrong. They just say the door didn't open. Nothing happened. Nothing was hanging out of the plane. But it just partially deployed and went toward the galley. Oh, that'd be frightening, though. Because all you're thinking is something's wrong. What's happening here? They diverted it. They landed. They were okay. They got them on another plane. So it worked out okay. While that's going on, the Dubai Air Show had a lot of interesting things going on, because you had Boeing and Airbus, the world's two biggest jet makers, which account for about $179 billion in orders. And then that's how many orders came in, because the orders for the planes went well over $200 billion. That's why they were there. There were smaller orders, they say, that were placed with a Canadian manufacturer, Bombardier, that pushed the show's complete total past $200 billion. That is crazy. What do you do when you have a lot of money and you live in Dubai? You go to the air show and you bid on planes. And that's what happened. And Boeing and Airbus are huge in the Middle East. I mean, huge. They stole most of the headlines because that's what they want, bigger planes. They've got Emirates has 140, and this, they're ordering them. The A380, they say, is the future. I mean, these are big. I mean, there's some big planes that we're talking about. Whew. Big planes. So you have JetBlue on one coast landing because of a deployment of a chute, and then you've got lots of money being shot out at Boeing and Airbus and, some others that are, they're willing to pay the big bucks to get the kind of planes that they want. Strange, a very, very strange thing happened to a New York congresswoman. Congresswoman Grace Meng was robbed Tuesday, they say, near the Capitol. She was walking toward her apartment after dinner. She was hit in the back of the head. The person who hit her took her purse and ran. And so they released a statement. She said, while it was frightening, I was fortunate enough to be seriously injured. Things could have been worse. And she thanked the Capitol Police and the District of Columbia Police for responding and whatnot. She was bruised on her face a little bit. She had to have a CAT scan to make sure she was okay. That's freaky. She's a freshman congresswoman, and she's represents Queens, that district there. And that is that's one of those things where it was pretty early in the night, and that's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty scary to have that happen. People are talking about JFK, and why are they talking about JFK? Because it's 50 years later after the assassination of one of our presidents that didn't, we don't know what would have happened really to JFK's term, how he would have ended up, what would have happened if it weren't for Dealey Plaza, though. But once he went through Dealey Plaza and never made it out on the other side, lots of conspiracies bubbled up as to who shot him, theories around different portions of his administration and what happened, like with the Bay of Pigs and Vietnam and how Vietnam was really his, but then got tossed on to LBJ, and what would have happened if he had stayed, you know, if he hadn't been assassinated, what would have happened if he would have gotten another term, because it was looking pretty good that he might have had a second term, but we'll never know the answer to that question. And I think when you really get a sense of the whole history thing, when you actually go down to Dealey Plaza and you see the sixth-floor museum and things that happened during his administration, things that happened on the day, things that are related to the assassination and the various commissions after, and the investigations and things that didn't seem to make sense and, you know, whatnot. So people just, there are plenty of books written about it, and there are plenty of people that just cannot get enough of the conspiracies. And when you list conspiracy theories, I think, if you list your top 10, the all-time top 10, and probably if you went through and looked at books, I bet you that the assassination of Kennedy would have to be pretty, it would have to be on a top 5 list, because the amount of theories and books and what's been talked about over the years, I guarantee it would be on a top 5. And of course, then you could go to modern day 9/11 and other things. But you would have to put Kennedy, I believe you'd have to put it on a top 5 list. It would have to be. So we'll have more coverage on JFK coming up on our next show, talking about what some of those theories are, what you think really happened, why it's captivated us so many years later, as not, wow, it's sad a president was assassinated, but what really happened during the term he served, and what were some of the things that were possibilities of happening had he not been killed. This time next week, we'll be getting ready for Turkey Day. And on the show, next week we'll do the biggest turkeys in the land with politics and sports, anything else that you can think of. I mean, it could be people from a reality television show that you're just tired of hearing about. Say the people that would make my entertainment turkey list would have to be any version of the Kardashians. You know, I've never once even watched that show, but there's so much conversation about them, and you're bombarded even when you just are going and checking out at the supermarket. You can't help but see it, the headlines. You can figure out their whole story. There's so much written and said about them. And for what? It's the craziest thing that they became famous for what I can't think about. I mean, what I have no idea about. Bruce Jenner, you understand the Bruce Jenner connection, but he's not even the publicity guy. He's not the one getting the most attention. It's all of the Kardashian women. I mean, I don't know. I can't figure it out for the life of me. So I would probably put Kim Kardashian on the list, hooking up with Kanye West, and then the weirdest thing of all, naming the baby North. This is Northwest, naming the baby North, who I guess will run in different circles anyway, so it might not matter that much. Some people, sports-wise, would put Alex Rodriguez probably on their turkey list. I mean, this isn't my official list. I'm just giving you examples. Alex Rodriguez walked out of Major League Baseball's arbitration hearing, and then he went on Mike Francesa's radio show at a station I worked at, WFAN, in New York, and slammed the commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, and said that the whole process was just blank, beep. And it was kind of a strange deal. Said it was absurd, and the injustice was ridiculous, and it went on and on with the whole arbitration thing. And I don't know. His baseball future is, I would say, pretty uncertain at this point. And for some of the nonsense that's happened with Alex Rodriguez, who actually was, especially in the beginning, a very talented player, yeah, I'd have to give him the Turkey Award. He'd probably make the Turkey Award for me. But that's not my top five. I'll reveal those next week. You can play along, so start thinking about the big turkeys of the year. Stay with us. Much more to come as we jump over to the other side.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Boy, do we have a lot to talk about on Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker, branding, and messaging strategist. Speaking of getting the messaging wrong, we just talked to somebody earlier in Washington who said they can't believe what's happening with Obamacare. So now you have Kathleen Sebelius on the road in Florida trying to sell healthcare.gov, and the website crashes. Why, oh why, isn't this woman gone? Why wouldn't you replace somebody who is a key member of the cabinet who's in charge ultimately of your signature law, your legacy piece? I just don't get what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and beyond. So, Andrew, this is in your wheelhouse as we talk every week with strategy and messaging and branding and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're not branding this well at all, especially with this latest crash, are they?
Well, no. I mean, the reality is, and this is kind of one of my signature phrases, everything you do and everything you don't do sends a message. And everything about this legislation and rollout is sending the worst message imaginable to the American public. Obviously, we have a website that continues to not work. She goes out on this whole tour. Apparently, there was a massive amount of press that went with her. And she was, you know, basically trying to show, no, things aren't so bad. And there was these navigators, right? And she's showing off the website and how it's working. And actually, even some of the witnesses were saying, it's not what we were trying to make it work. And it just really wasn't working very well. So you've got a situation here. And then while you're saying it, the healthcare, you're on the screen, it came up that it wasn't working right there. The healthcare site crashed right in the middle of Sebelius is showing off to the media that things aren't so bad. Now, we take that whole fact and let's couple it with what was going on with the science committee's hearing about healthcare.gov, where they had David Kennedy, who is a white hat hacker. He's hired by companies around the world to test security on online systems. by essentially hacking their websites. During the hearing, so Mr. Kennedy gave a demonstration of healthcare.gov website's vulnerabilities, showing in real time hackers can access personal information on the website. And if people don't realize, this is a massive amount of data that is being collected by the federal government and state agencies and government contractors. Healthcare.gov is one of the largest collections of personal information ever assembled. It's linking all this information together, like birth dates, social security numbers, household incomes, all in order to obtain information about potential healthcare coverage. And there's clearly flaws in the website. Sebelius trying to show off the website. It crashed right there. And, of course, now this is all being publicized, so it's going to be a very sensitive target for scam artists. And identity theft obviously jeopardizes people's credit ratings or finances. We're in deep trouble here. This is not being done well. I think this is just the beginning. There's some other things down the road that I think will also be quite distressing to people as more insurance will get canceled. I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. Every day something new happens. The military can't insure their 20-something kids because of their insurance. The health insurance that was offered to a lot of college students has to be revoked across the country depending on the campus. And, you know, these were kids could go in and they could get antibiotics, that kind of stuff. So now they can't buy, you know, get that for $50 a semester. And every day there's just some new twist of something. It's like the ripple effect of what we didn't really know was going to happen. And I shouldn't say we didn't really know, because we were all over this issue. I've been in Washington 5 times, and I've talked to Democrats, Republicans alike, and nobody was ever square on what exactly it was going to look like. Just that, oh, be patient, be patient. But you just can't roll out, and you said it so well with Kennedy and what Kennedy had to say. You just can't roll out a website, spend all that money on the website, and have it be this abysmal and think people are going to trust it and really want to go up, you know, want to go on healthcare.gov and sign up through that system to try to get health insurance. I think the big story, Andrew, what do you think, is going to be how many people don't sign up, and if they don't decide they don't even want to be insured, that they'd rather take a $95 fine or a little bit more from the IRS than trust their personal information through that huge website, that portal.
Absolutely. And we're seeing people getting their policies getting canceled, but they still have to get some kind of insurance. I mean, at the end of the day, people do need to be insured. And, I think what's going to happen is the insurance companies are going to start figuring out and they're going to take advantage. And, because now there is some clauses, there is some legislation that the health insurance companies can now create plans that don't meet the so-called government mandates. And those plans that people wanted all along, it was so funny, there was a woman testifying in front of in Oregon, I think it was, just today as well, and she was saying about how, well, this is actually driving me to drink. You know, I have this health care plan, it was great, and there's a lot of things I didn't need, including, you know, things for she doesn't have any children, she's in her 60s, you know, I mean, just all the things that there's a bunch of things that people don't need at certain ages, or because they're a certain sex or their particular disposition. And she said, well, I don't need any drug or rehabilitation thing, although this is driving me to drink. Now, here's, I think, the untold story. It's another element that there's going to be a whole second wave of cancellation. I think, like I said, so far they're estimating about 5 million, 7 million of individuals are going to be canceled. But we have to remember that the next round of cancellations and premium hikes is going to hit employees. Because right now, this is all about individuals, right? Particularly small businesses, right? They're going to get hit because they've had a year. They've got a whole nother year. So this is going to happen, interestingly, right before the election. So about a year from now, around about October of next year, you know, there's going to be a whole nother wave of cancellations. The American Enterprise Institute shows the administration anticipates half to two-thirds of small businesses will have policies canceled, or they have to comply to send workers onto the Obamacare exchanges. They're putting up to 100 million small and large business policies could be canceled next year.
Yeah, and that 100 million, you're right, that's the number. That's huge, and people aren't thinking about it because you can't help it. The world is busy spinning around us, and you're not thinking about how it's not hitting you yet, but if you look down the road, you better start planning because that will be the next shoe to drop, and I think it'll have an effect on the elections, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I know President Obama announced last week, right, insurance companies could offer out-of-compliance plans for another year. Well, that only means the cancellation notices will resume next year. So it's like you've already had a one wave now. Everybody's pretty ticked off. Now, in another year from now, you're going to have all the individuals now who are now going into so-called out-of-compliance plans for a year. Now they're going to get the cancellation notices a year from now. And then plus on top of that, all the businesses. Now, the other thing is that the I know the administration is kind of downplaying the whole issue that businesses are cutting back on full-time employees so they don't have to offer health coverage. Interesting study, International Franchise Association, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they said they've studied this impact because the president's been saying, oh, this is just anecdotal. The survey showed 31% of franchise businesses. So obviously there's a lot of franchises in this country and they employ a lot of people. And 12% of non-franchise businesses, a lot in the retail sector, they've already reduced worker hours. And, so they're replacing full-time workers with part-time workers. If I can take one full-time worker, replace them with two part-time employees and not have to provide, ridiculous healthcare insurance costs, that's going to push even more people to the exchanges. So what you're seeing here, it's almost like a tsunami. You know, tsunamis start off, at a certain height, but over time they build higher and higher and higher. And I think what we're going to see here is a tsunami wave. But this is just the beginning. This wave is going to get higher over the next year and could indeed just wipe out the Democrats next year. And there's a lot of them that are already saying, I think you've probably heard this, right, that are getting now quietly saying, this is not going to work for us next year. I mean, there are chances of being reelected or being highly threatened. What do you think, Kay?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I think Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, of everyone, is really sweating it out because she realizes the people in Louisiana are furious over all the cancellations they've received. So she was dreaming up her own bill to just push this off completely, indefinitely, to not have any of the policies canceled. And that's not going to fly in the Senate anyway. But she knows because what I was told by someone today is that she got something in the neighborhood of 25,000 emails, which is incredible. 25,000. I kept saying, are you sure it's not 2,500? No, 25,000 emails, Andrew. Do you believe it?
Yeah, I can totally believe it. Yeah, in fact, another poll came out, I think just today, that this is a CBS poll, right, saying just today, 70% of the American public, only 7% of the American public want Obamacare kept in place. A full 93% believe changes are needed or want a full repeal. And this pits President Obama and the Democratic lawmakers, who obviously refused to make any kind of meaningful changes, against 93% of the American people. And here's an interesting thing, and 72% of the Democrats. Because 12% of Democrats, want to keep it as is. Another one, it repealed altogether. And there's a whole bunch in the middle that are now shifting, saying some changes have to be made. That already, to me, is staggering. That 12%, that's one in eight Democrats, elected Democrats, are saying they want the whole thing repealed.
Yeah, crazy. Andrew Saba.
The wave is beginning.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew Saba, we're out of time. Peel back the onion. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Whatever you put out, I'm gonna buy it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Each and every show, we like to dive into our mailbag. And I always say this, but I'll say it again. An avalanche of mail has arrived. I feel like Santa Claus every day, seriously. And this audience, bravo, you are so thoughtful. And I think that's part of it. I think people like to chew on whatever it is that we're talking about. And most of what we're talking about seems to be Obamacare. We just can't get away from it. And the reason is because it affects every single one of us in some way. And if it doesn't really, really impact us right now, the fear is it will in the next year or two. Plus, we're seeing it with our family members and even our neighbors. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one, this one from Chip in Iowa. Hey, Ms. Delaney, first time I have ever emailed a show, let alone your show. I say that you rock, lady. You really won me over. I've been listening now for quite some time. Quite some time for me is about a year and a half. I have to tell you, with all of the stuff that's happening, and you've been informing me quite well with Obamacare, I was somebody who was on board saying, how can people not think we should have affordable health care? But then when you start to hear the things that you've mentioned about college students not being able to get their coverage, and the astronomical, and the military folks not being able to have their kids in their 20s on their insurance, that certainly isn't fair. And then all the cancellations and truly what it means for coverage for people who are having policies that are canceled, it makes no sense. And, of course, the layup, which you say all the time, is the launch of the website itself. But it does tell you something. If this is the most important piece of legislation, the legacy of this president, how could they possibly ever, ever get any of it right when they can't even get the simplest tool correct after paying millions of dollars, and that's healthcare.gov. I, like you and so many others, am just not on board with this, not down with it. Keep it up. I'll keep listening. Thanks. Well, you know, it's what we say over and over again. I'll say it again. I'll tell the scenario. If somebody came up to me and said, hey, don't you think we should have affordable health care? You bet. I think that people should have health care. Yes, I do think people should have health care. But do I think we should have health care that was shoved down our throat and then ultimately, because it went down that way, look at the mistakes that are happening. When all is said and done, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, is it going to be better? Is it going to be the coverage that we thought it was going to be? That we were promised, let's say, that it was going to be like, hey, there's some bumps, just hang with us. We don't know what it's going to look like 4, 5, 10 years down the road. But that's also the scary part based on what we're seeing with, yeah, the launch of healthcare.gov. I went on today and I couldn't even get on. And then the wildest thing is Kathleen Sebelius was demonstrating the website and it crashed. Oh, how are you a member of the cabinet and you're trying to sell the deal? And it crashes. That's not good at all. That's like when you go to give a presentation, you have a PowerPoint, and you can't get it right, and for 10 minutes it's just blown up, and now you have no idea because people are supposed to read off the slides. But that's a business PowerPoint presentation, right? That's not the same thing as being a cabinet member and trying to sell people on healthcare.gov and having it crash. It's insane. Let's move on to another one. This one from Rockin' Rod. He says, America Tonight, I'll tell you what, so much conversation about healthcare.gov and all these cancellations. And I thought, oh, boo-hoo, all these people are just whining and they're just jumping on the Tea Party bandwagon. But now I have to say, I'm grabbing onto the wheels of that sucker. Why? Because my wife and I got a cancellation notice. I've been a small business owner for most of my life. I've had the ups and downs that you have when you're a business owner. Proud to say that I have been able to stick it out. And we've had some great years, but we've had some lean years because of the economy, too, as well. And with this policy being canceled in the ability to shop around, which we have done, I'm sorry, I don't know how people are saying the policies are better because they want to charge us 3 times more and the amount of the deductible is crazy. It's over $8,000. So I must be doing something wrong or other people just aren't paying attention because I don't see how someone who's a small business owner is really going to get a fair shake with the canceled policies. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever and I refuse to go to healthcare.gov because every time I've tried, I've been sent screaming into the night since I can never really get through. So much of the same problem, but here's an illustration of somebody who has their own business. And then this is what I've heard mostly from people. Now, some of you have called the show to say, no, it's fine. Usually you're in a union and your health care had something added to it, you know, an added piece that may be better, that might be helpful, like pre-existing conditions, whatever. So that then it's okay. But also, what is that going to look like a year or two from now? That's what you got to worry about. And then the other thing you have to worry about, and I think this is the big rumble to come next, is how many doctors are going to dump out of the business because they can't afford to be in the business anymore and they don't want to be, especially when it comes to your everyday docs. I think there is where it's going to be really, really, really tricky. Because with the malpractice insurance and everything else, and then trying to figure out the paperwork of Obamacare, that's going to send a lot of people, I think a lot of doctors, into other fields because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with what's happening to Medicare either. All right, let's take another one. This one from Jake in Austin. He's been emailing us for a really, really super long time. Kate, I know immigration was one of the big things you always have talked about since you've been doing America Tonight. You mentioned traveling with the Border Patrol for a week and what an eye-opener that was in Juarez and El Paso. Did you happen to see the illegals blocking a federal office that handled deportations in Atlanta earlier this week and then in some other places around the country? And the idea was to call attention, supposedly. That's what I heard in the little snippet of news that I heard on the station, call attention to the policies of this president. And what's interesting is you got to think that nothing is going to change here, right? Well, last week, and I think this is what you're referring to, and then this is why the protests, thanks for the note. Last week, what happened was you know that nothing's happening with immigration before, but last week they said, the administration said it would be, they would allow illegal immigrant relatives of U.S. troops and veterans to apply for parole in place, which would have them stay in the country. And so what's happened is then you have others who are saying they want the same considerations for all illegal immigrants. So, hey, if you have somebody who's serving or a vet, all right, you're going to get this parole thing. But if not, you're not getting the same thing. So now you got people complaining. So if the president stops the deportations of military families, what others are saying is they can stop breaking apart other families. Oh, my, oh, my. And nothing's changed. So nothing's changed. That's just the main thing that was the big protest. And I think you're probably going to see some more of those. All right, here's another one. This one from Al. And Al says, hello, Kate. I don't know what you're doing for Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're spending it with family or friends. I wondered how you are cooking the turkey. I know in past years you've talked about that, and other people have called in with recipes and stuff. I want to put in my bid right now for you to fry the turkey. I don't know if you've ever done that or not. I do that every single year. Yes, it can be dangerous if it splatters, but it's a great way to cook the turkey because you're guaranteed it's going to be juicy and fresh, and it's so good when you fry it, and it takes less time, so it's not as much of a hassle because you don't have to wait hours upon hours. So my bid is fry, baby, fry. That's the way we do it in my house. I bet you can do it at yours. You know, it's interesting. It's been a couple of years since I've done that, so now you've given me the idea. Maybe I will open it up to how do you do your turkey. And in my life, I've only ever had one fried turkey, and it was amazing. It was. And it was so different from anything my family had ever done. My brother did it, and he was scared to death that one of the kids or somebody would go outside and something would happen with the oil, but, of course, you just take precautions. And it worked out beautifully, and it did take less time. I mean, it was way less than half of the time. And then you just make the stuffing separately. But I have a feeling the fry action is not going to be happening in my world. Now, if I was invited to someone's house and they were doing a fried turkey, well, that sounds pretty good. But I'm surrounded by a few klutzy people. I don't know if I want to take that risk of having the incredibly hot oil and just hoping that there is no strange accidents. You know, it'll be the traditional thing. In fact, I actually went out and got a turkey the other day. I got a frozen one because I panicked about the whole butterball situation, since that's implanted in my brain that I have to have a butterball turkey. And I got, what did we get? We got a 18-pounder. 18-pounder. It looks really, really big, but you know what? When you cook them, it's a lot smaller, because then everybody complains that they want turkey sandwiches afterwards. It's nice when your guests leave and they're like, where's my turkey sandwich? I got to eat a turkey sandwich. All right, thanks to everybody who emailed us, sent us your thoughts. You can do that. Always hit us up on the mailbag, americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.